we have folks from the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, and they are going to be presenting the Mikado. It's coming up at, we'll give you complete details coming up, but it's at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. The show opens March 13th, runs through the 15th, and then again March 19th through the 22nd. I hope I have those dates correct. I think I do. We'll talk with Lynette Garland, the show producer, and also Robert Hockenberry, the stage director. And in fact, let me bring Robert in as we get ready for the first number. Is there anything we should know about this song, or is it pretty much self-introductory?
It is pretty self-introductory. This is just our lead arriving in the town in which the Mikado is set, the town of Titipu.
Here we go. The cast of the 2020 production of the Mikado.
A wandering minstrel I, a thing of shreds and patches, of ballads, songs, and snatches, and dreamy lullaby. My catalogue is long, through every passion ranging, and to your humours changing, I tune my supple song. I tune my supple song. In sentimental mood, I'll sigh with you. Oh, sorrow! On maiden's coldness do you brood? I'll do so too. Oh, sorrow, sorrow! I'll charm your willing ears with songs of lovers' fears, while sympathetic tears my cheeks bedew. Oh, sorrow, patriotic sentiment is wanted. I've patriotic ballads cut and dried. For where'er a country's banner may be planted, all other local banners are defied. Our warriors in serried ranks assembled, never quail or they conceal it if they do. And I shouldn't be surprised if nations trembled before the mighty troops, the troops of Titipu.
Brilliantly done. And Paul, let me hand you this microphone. So I want to be sure we get to know each of you. You'll be singing in the next number, too, I think. Tell me a little bit about yourself, your full name, where you're from, how long you've been with the Savoy Arts, and anything else you'd like to mention.
Sure. My name is Paul Yater, and I'm actually have become sort of a longtime vet with the Savoy Arts, but native of Butler County. I went to Mars High School, so I've been around the area for a little bit, but my tenure with the Savoy Arts actually started in the orchestra. I was a horn player to begin with, slowly coerced out by our lovely music director, Guy Russo, and onto the stage where I have been ever since.
And did you have musical involvement? You would have gone to Seneca Valley?
Mars High School.
Or Mars High School, I'm sorry. Did Mars have a good school music program?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm been steeped in that, and I've been in music since I was three. My mom, who should actually be listening currently, was a church organist, so it all started way back then and has just been a part of my life ever since.
Oh, that's terrific. Let's meet, as long as we're speaking, singing in our next selection, which I'll ask Robert to talk about, but you're going to be joined by Andy and Cheech, right? So let's meet each of you. Hello.
Hi, my name is Andy Hickley, and I'll be singing in the next song.
And tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm Pittsburgh native, born and bred. I got involved with the Savoyards my first year out of college. I heard they were doing Pirates of Penzance, and I came running, and I've stuck around ever since.
Great. Where do you go to school?
High school, I went to North Allegheny, and then I went to college at Grove City. And I know you're broadcasting there, so
you
hello.
Bet. Hello, Grove City. It's Grove City's sports are going nuts.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. I know there's big games taking place there.
Go Wolverines.
Yes, go. That's you got involved your first year of college.
Or right out of college.
Well,
yeah, I've been doing musical theater in high school and college. And then when I was out of school looking for places to do shows, I heard about this group. And yeah, I love it. They're my family.
Excellent. And unless he's been here before, and I'm just forgetting, this will be the first Cheech that I've ever met.
Hello. Hi. So they call me Cheech, but my name is actually Alex Pellicciccio. This is my second time here.
Were you going by Cheech?
I generally go by Cheech. Okay. It's just, there's so many Alexes in the world, it's easier to say Cheech.
I would agree. I like it. You know, it's simple. Tell me about yourself, please.
So I am also a bit of a veteran with the Savoyards. My first show with them was also Pirates of Penzance. I had started Gilbert and Sullivan back in college. I went to St. Vincent College. They have a Gilbert and Sullivan theatrical group there, and that's where I started. And then I moved out to Pittsburgh about a year or two after graduation. And, you know, I found out about the Savoyards, and I started, and I've been with them ever since. You know,
excellent.
It's great. They really are like a family.
Oh, very much. There have been so many people whose lives have not only a family of players and musicians, but a family of audience members, too, who look forward to your shows every year. You can just lay that microphone down wherever convenient, and I'm going to turn to Robert Hockenberry and ask you to please let us know what we're about to hear.
So our lead, Nanky Poo, his name is Victorian slang for a diaper, as are most of these, they're nursery names, comes up to Poobah and Pishtosh.
We don't need to know what those are names for. No,
I hope those are pretty obvious. To question the girl he has fallen in love with, who he left town because she was engaged to someone else, and that person is now in jail, he's heard.
Young man, despair, likewise go to Yum Yum the fair. You must not woo, it will not do. I'm sorry for you, you very imperfect ablutioner. This very day from school, Yum Yum will went away and homeward come with beat of drum and rum tum tum to wed the Lord High Executioner. And the brass will crash and the trumpets bray and they'll cut a dash on the wedding day. She'll toddle away as all other with the Lord High Executioner.
And the brass will crash and the trumpets bray and they'll cut a dash on their wedding day. She'll toddle away as all other with the Lord High Executioner.
It's a hopeless case, as you may see, and in your place, away I flee. But don't blame me, I'm sorry to be of your pleasure a diminutioner. They'll vow their pact extremely soon. In point of fact, this afternoon, her honeymoon with that buffoon at 7 commences, so you shun her. And the brass will crash, and the trumpets bray, and they'll cut a dash on their wedding day. She'll toddle away, as all others.
another with the Lord High Executioner.
And the brass will crash, and the trumpets play, and they'll cart a dash on their wedding day.
She'll toddle away as Oliver with the Lord High Executioner.
From the Mikado, about to debut, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, March 13th is the opening, and you can learn more at pittsburghsavoyarts.org. I'd like to learn a little bit about the involvement that you have. I'm trying to remember, it's a Japanese, the Pittsburgh Japanese School, I think, has been involved in. Lynette, can you explain about that collaboration?
Well, we have some Japanese consultants helping us also on the Mikado, and some involvement with the Pittsburgh Japanese School. There's going to be a group of children that are going to do a couple of performances in one during the intermission. Actually, we tried to work them into the show, but it turned out that they couldn't do seven shows. It was, you know, it didn't fit into people's kids' really busy schedule these days. So we're going to have them perform during the intermission. So I think it'll be really fun.
Oh, I think so. That's a great juxtaposition to try to get that culture into the show, authentic culture in that way. So what a good idea. Also a good idea is a night that is going to be closed captioned, and it's a pay-what-you-want night. This is Thursday, March 19th. Closed captioning is great to help folks understand who might not be able to make out the words clearly for whatever reason. And that must have taken a little bit of doing to pull that off.
It takes a little bit of doing, and actually it's been really popular. So we've added another closed caption performance on the first Saturday, on the 14th.
So it's March 14th and March 19th, and you certainly can enjoy the show as anybody would also, whether the closed captioning is important to you or not. But what a great opportunity.
Yeah, we actually have all the songs done on all the shows, but it's just those two nights are the actual spoken words as well.
Very good. Some of the supporters of Pittsburgh Savoy Arts include the Allegheny Regional Asset District and the Pittsburgh Foundation. I'm going to turn back to Robert. Let us know what we're about to hear next.
This is arguably one of the most famous songs that Gilbert and Sullivan ever wrote. It's the Three Little Maids number, and this is our three leading women coming home from the last day of school to prepare for Yum Yum's wedding.
Three little maids from school are we, bright as a schoolgirl well can be, filled to the brim with girlish glee. Three little maids from school, everything is a source of fun. Nobody safe, for we care for none. Life is a joke that's just begun. Three little maids from school.
We're going to meet the voices or the women behind the voices. And here we have the other Alex that's here today along with Sarah and Rachel. And which one are you?
I'm Alex.
You are the other
Alex.
The other Alex. Tell me about yourself.
I've been involved with the Savoy Arts for almost 8 years. I started my freshman year of high school.
I was going to say, you're pretty young, so you began early.
I started very young, and I just graduated college and hopped back in because they're a great company.
That's great. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Woodland Hills High School, and I went to Carnegie Mellon University for
college. I did the same thing.
Really?
Except it was Churchill, not Woodland Hills. But
cool.
And it was Carnegie Mellon. It wasn't Carnegie Tech. But what did you major in at Carnegie Mellon?
I majored in voice.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And you had a great musical tradition at Woodland Hills. Did you participate in musicals there?
Yeah, I actually only participated in one musical. I participated in Sweeney Todd, but most of the time I was really involved with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts and at the time Undercroft Opera.
Yeah, I can imagine that being the case. What did you first do your freshman year, your first season with the Savoy Arts?
I actually did Pirates of Penzance.
Wow. Good.
The one before theirs, which is funny.
Well, nice to meet you. And let's meet the person who's on your left. Hello.
Hi, I'm Rachel Silverstein.
And Rachel, tell me your story.
So I'm from Sewickley area and went to Quaker Valley High School. And I also have a degree in voice from Ithaca College. And this is going to be my third show with the Pittsburgh Savoyards. When I was in high school, my dad and I were in the audience. And we would joke about wanting to join and being part of the company. And then I actually did it when I came back from school.
Well, I'm sure your dad would be welcome, too.
Oh, he has his own musical endeavors. My family's very musical, and he's too busy with his own stuff to join Pittsburgh Savoyards.
Just like the students from the Japanese school. They can't make time.
Absolutely. But he's happy to be in the audience.
No, and they can't make time. They have made time. I'm just teasing. What does your dad do?
So he is actually a language specialist. So he's been a French teacher like all my life. So French is a second language in my house, but I'm not very good at it. I'm very bad at French.
Well, but you're very good at music, and it sounds like you've got a great...
My mother is also a church organist, like Paul's.
My goodness, look at you all. It happens. Alex?
Can I add something?
Of course.
My mother and my stepfather are also in this show. My mother is here in the room with us, and she's playing Katashaw.
Oh, no wonder she's been looking at you, and there is a resemblance.
And my stepfather is playing the Mikado, which he's not here.
My goodness.
I just felt like adding that, you know?
I think it's good. It's good to know.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
Let us meet Rachel. There she is.
Sorry, you've already spoken to
Rachel. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Rachel. we're meeting Sarah.
We're meeting Sarah now. Here we are.
Thank you. It doesn't take much to fool me. Sarah.
Hi, I'm not Rachel Silverstein.
No, you're not Sarah Silverstein either.
Nope, that one. So I'm also part of the Pirates of Penzance crew that got kind of drafted in, and I've been performing with the Savoy Arts since then, basically since I got back from grad school. So this will also be, I think, my fourth with them. Yeah.
Excellent. I must say that Paul, anytime somebody mentions Pirates of Penzance, he kind of gets excited about that. No. Oh, wait, Andy.
He was our pirate king.
All right, next time, name tags for everybody. Andy, it's been a long day.
It was a really cool production.
I'll bet. Anything else you'd like to say or add?
Not really, just that I've really enjoyed this production. Like, this is, I took like a year or so off, and this was the show that got me to go audition for the Savoyards again. So it's just been really fun. I'm glad I got to do this role in this show.
One thing I know is that we haven't met Kate yet. So let's say hello to Kate, because Kate's about to be singing in the next song. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself, please.
So I'm Kate Manuel, and I also play Yum Yum. I'm double cast with Sarah. And this is my very first production with the Savoyards. And I, so far, so good. I really like it. So I went to high school with Rachel. You both went to Quaker Valley. And then I pursued a degree in vocal performance at Bucknell. And and now I'm here.
Well, how nice. It's really great to hear how the credentials you all have and how hard you've all worked. Seriously, some folks don't. They see a performance or hear a performance that's so clear and so beautiful, and they think it just, you know, happens like that, right? Don't you just double click on all of you and it's instantly perfect? But that's not the way it works. Well, we'll get ready for our next number. I want to acknowledge Matt Brown, who is the pianist today, but for the show, there's a full orchestra that presents live music. And let me turn back to Robert. Can you tell us about where we are in the plot?
So after we have had the women come in and we've discussed the approaching wedding that Yum Yum is not particularly looking forward to, Pooh Bah is entranced into talking to them to his great discomfort. And the girls are enjoying how uncomfortable their very presence is making him. And so they tease him back a little bit.
Here we go. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, with a preview of their upcoming production of The Mikado.
So please show me much regret if we have failed in etiquette. Towards a manner rank so high, we shall know better by and by. But youth, of course, must have its fling, so pardon us, so pardon us. And don't in girlhood's happy spring be hard on us, be hard on us, if we're inclined to dance and sing, tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. But youth, of course, must have its fling, so pardon us, and don't in girlhood's happy spring be hard on us.
I think you ought to recollect you cannot show too much respect towards a highly titled few, but nobody does, and why should you? The youth that does should have its fling, is hard on us, is hard on us, to our prerogative we cling, so pardon us, if we decline to dance and sing, tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la.
But you, of course, must have its fling, so pardon us, and don't in girls have its fling,
la 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 la.
From The Mikado, there you've got the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. The show opens March 13th, runs through the 15th, and then again March 19th. Through the 22nd at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie, Pennsylvania, just south of the city. Our next number, Robert, where are we about to be taken?
So Nanki has convinced Yum Yum's ward to let him marry her for 1 month. If in exchange at the end of it, Coco can execute Nanki to satisfy the Mikado's requirement that we need an execution in this town to save it. Trying to cheer up Yum Yum on the wedding day, they sing about how beautiful it will be for the 30 days of their marriage.
Joyous are we, give thee greeting. Whither, whither art thou fleeting? Fickle moment, prithee stay. Fickle moment, prithee stay.
What the mortal joys be hallow?
Pleasures come and sorrows follow.
Though the tocsin sound ere long, ding dong, ding dong,
the tocsin sound ere long, sound ere long,
ding dong, ding dong.
yet until the shadows fall over one and over all.
Sing a merry madrigal,
sing a merry madrigal, sing a merry madrigal. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la.
What a beautiful quartet and a celebration of a 30-day marriage. I'm just wondering, that's like a warranty that expires rather quickly. You mentioned an execution in your description before. Can you explain that again? I wanted to be sure I heard that correctly.
Yes. So in the town of Titipu, there is a law where any man who flirts with someone they are not married to is condemned to die. The person who is condemned for flirting is raised to the position of Lord High Executioner and instructed by the Mikado, which means the emperor, to perform an execution, or they will deem this town no longer big enough to be a town.
Well, it's a very strict rules. So the flirter, it becomes the executioner?
Yes.
I wanted to be sure I heard this correctly.
Because the idea is he can't kill anyone else until he kills himself, because he's the first one sentenced to die.
Ah, okay. And then once he kills himself, he can do all his other killing.
Yeah, come back from the grave to kill other people. It'll work real well.
Yeah, it's all coming together now. We will meet Michael and Deb in a moment, but first Michael's in the next couple of songs, and tell us what we're about to hear.
So in regretting to allow Nanki to marry Yum Yum, Coco conspires to come up with the rule that the wife of a man who is condemned to death for flirting must be buried alive upon his execution, throwing a small wrench in Nanki and Yum Yum's plans to marry.
Here's a howdy-do. If I marry you, when your time has come to perish, then the maiden whom you cherish must be slaughtered too. Here's a howdy-do, here's a howdy-do.
Here's a pretty mess, in a month or less. I must die without a wedding, let the bitter tears I'm shedding witness my distress. Here's a pretty mess, here's a pretty mess.
Here's a state of things, to her life she clings. Matrimonial devotion doesn't seem to suit her notion, burial it brings. Here's a state of things, here's a state of things.
With a passion that's intense, you worship and adore. But the laws of common sense you oughtn't to ignore. If what he says is true, 'tis death to marry you. Here's a pretty state of things, here's a pretty howdy-do. Here's a pretty state of things, a pretty state of things.
Here's a howdy-do,
here's a howdy-do,
here's a howdy-do.
For if what he says is true, I cannot marry you. Here's a pretty, pretty state of things.
Here's a pretty howdy-do.
And what's next?
So next, we learn that Nanki was in Titipu in the first place because he is secretly the son of the Mikado himself and has run away from an arranged engagement. She has shown up with his father to attempt to force him into the marriage. We learn at this point that Coco actually can't kill anyone. He can't even kill a fly. So he decides to create a fiction where they will say that they killed Nanki and he can just run away and never come back. That's when they learn that he has to marry Kadasha. And Nanki says the only way he will agree to come back to life is if Coco will marry Kadasha in his stead.
This is quite the soap opera.
Thank you.
flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, breathe promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, tra-la, we welcome the hope that they bring, tra-la, of a plumber of roses and wine, of a summer of roses and wine. And that's what we mean when we say that a thing is welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, the flowers that bloom in the spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, have nothing to do with the case. I've got to take under my wing, tra-la, a most unattractive old thing, tra-la, with a caricature of a face, with a caricature of a face. And that's what I mean when I say or I sing, oh, bother the flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, oh, bother the flowers of spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
That was beautiful. Let's get a microphone over to Michael. Thank you for your help. And Michael, tell me, you're one of two people, I think, we haven't met yet, if my math is correct. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Michael Brody, and this will be my second show with the Savoyards. Last year was my first one. After I graduated high school, I was looking for, you know, stuff to do because I wanted to be in more shows. So my voice teacher, who's actually the music director for the Savoyards, told me that I should audition and give it a try. And I did, and I loved it. Everyone was just great.
Well, that's great. That would be Guy Russo.
Yeah.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to Woodland Hills, actually.
Ah.
I did the musicals when I was there.
Excellent. Well, congratulations in getting involved. What's it been like to fit in and kind of – it can be tough to join an ensemble where everybody has known each other mm-hmm. for a long time.
I honestly didn't feel like I – was like an outsider when I came in. Everyone was so welcoming. I just felt like part of the family, honestly.
That's great. That'd be a hard question to answer in the alternative, given that everybody's here with you right now. But I can tell that you feel like you're part of the group. Mm-hmm. And I think other folks who sometimes might wonder, there might be other actors listening, vocalists who are thinking, should I, would I get involved with this group? And I suspect that you're always looking for additional members. And we'll give you, well, I think probably the best thing to do is go to the Pittsburgh Savoyards website to get more information on how to do that, pittsburghsavoyards.org. Probably if you leave an email now, you might want to give them a they're in the middle of a show. We'll get back. Lynette says we'll get back to you quickly.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about recruitment or that effort? Because I think it's important if you're for folks to get involved.
Well, we're always looking for people who want to join us. We also are doing something this summer for the first time. We're doing a junior Savoyards.
Ooh.
Production of Pirates of Penzance with ages 8 through 13, and there's going to be auditions coming up in May, and the show will be in August.
That should be a lot of fun.
I think so. Everybody loves that show.
Yeah, please
anyway.
Let us know so we can let other people know about it. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and we have members of the cast of The Mikado from Pittsburgh Savoyards. Their production will open on Friday the 13th. I just noticed that. And I don't believe we've had a chance to meet Deb yet, who is going to solo on the next number. Hi. So we already know you're a mom of one of the performers here. Tell us more about you.
My name is Deborah Geary. I am the mom of Miss Alexandra Axe. And I have been with this company since 2012. My first show was Pirates, in which I was Ruth. And then I was lucky enough to reprise it in 2016 with Andy as my pirate king, and we had a tremendous amount of fun. I keep coming back because it's a great group to work with, and I love this material a lot.
Well, that's terrific. And when did you know that you enjoyed acting and singing?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Back in the day when rocks were soft and dirt was new, I've been singing pretty much my entire life, and I'm no spring chicken. And I'm lucky because I get to work with so many of these up-and-coming singers, and they teach me so much. And this is a wonderful group if you're a young performer and you want to start to cut your teeth and you want to learn and you want to be with an accepting, wonderful group. Rob is an excellent director. We have an excellent orchestra. And Guy Russo is one of the best conductors I've ever worked with.
That's very good to hear. Yeah, it is. Having known these folks for a long time, they are very easy to get to know and like and to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
What is the song that we're about to hear Deb sing?
So Katishaw believes the fiction that Nanki is deceased and finds herself in the position of not being a spring chicken anymore and alone with no one to marry, and she fears she has no hope of ever getting married. And she has a moment left alone on the stage where she gets to express how she's truly feeling in this moment and just how much it hurts that she thinks the love of her life is dead.
Alone and yet alive. O sepulcher, my soul is still my body's prisoner. Remote the peace that death alone can give. My doom to wait, my punishment to live. Hearts do not break, they sting and ache for old love's sake, but do not die. Though with each breath they long for death, as witnesseth the living eye, the living eye, O living eye, come tell me why, when hope is gone, dost thou stay on? Why linger here where all is drear? O living eye, come tell me why, when hope is gone, dost thou stay on? May not a cheated maiden die. May not a cheated maiden die.
Beautifully done. And I want to make sure we get a chance to talk to the accompanist today. Ever so briefly, I know you usually like to be behind the scenes. But Matt, can you just tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. I play as rehearsal accompanist for the Savoyards. I've been doing that for about 5 or 6 years now, I guess. So, but it's great. It's great music.
And are you in the orchestra during the shows?
No, just for rehearsals.
So it must be fascinating to watch the show
with
the full orchestra.
See how it, see it from a different perspective than you usually get to.
I'm curious about we were talking before about how the show, it's not like you just snap your fingers and it comes together. Do you have to sort of adjust yourself to the cast or calibrate yourself as you work together?
Yeah, I think so. I think every time you do a show, you'd have to just adapt it to the people playing the roles, which is nice because it makes doing the same show multiple times not feel like you're doing same show over and over.
And I would imagine there's some coaching or interaction with each other as you're all finding your roles and your parts and as you're kind of listening as you play.
Sure.
But interesting. Where are you from?
I'm from this area, Pittsburgh area.
Great.
North Hills.
Excellent. We are going to have one more song, but while Matt has the microphone, did anybody neglect to say something they wanted to say about the show? Or please, we'll get Lynette in. And I saw, did I see Deb's hand up? So we'll go to Deb and then Lynette. Hello, Deb.
You know, I forgot to mention that Catashaw is one of those roles that I've wanted to play for 20 years. So I'm so incredibly grateful to be given this opportunity. And my counterpart is Amanda Rodriguez. And she wasn't able to be with us today, but if you come to see me or you come to see her, you're going to get a phenomenal show because she is top-notch. Please come see both of us.
How nice get a role that you've been wanting all this time, right?
I'm very, very glad and grateful.
Terrific. Let me turn, you can just place that down. Let me turn to Lynette.
This actually, people keep talking about pirates, and I just wanted to mention that we want to wish Frederick happy birthday.
Oh, yes.
Today.
Yes.
It's his 41st birthday. For those of you who don't know, Frederick is in Pirates of Penzance, and he was born on Leap Day. So he only has a birthday every 4 years. So this year it is 41 for him. Happy birthday, Frederick.
Looking.
Hail poetry.
Hail poetry. Hey, looking good for 41, you know. It's, or bad, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you will consider checking out the show. Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall is on Beechwood Avenue in Carnegie. We've linked to the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards website as well as their Facebook page. The show opens Friday the 13th with a reception thereafter. Then it continues through the 15th, and then the 19th through the 22nd.
Yeah, just one more thing. On the first Sunday, on the 15th, we are having a children's art project before the show, and origami and some other fun things for all the kids that show up for that, you know, on that Sunday. So
this is a nice all ages show, isn't it?
It is. Even though we've been talking about executioners and that kind of stuff, really, there's it's really very G.
Yeah, you got.
There's nothing in it that's nasty.
Your 30-day marriages,
yeah.
Your executions.
Right. Yeah, well.
What's the approximate runtime?
This one usually runs just right around 2 hours total.
Okay, so an intermission?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask that because some folks considering bringing kids wonder about that, but it's lively. I'm sure the costumes are amazing, and there's a lot to enjoy, plus with a live orchestra, too, playing. I want to thank all our actors for being here today, our vocalists. And we've got one song. You're not going to do this song, but this is the work that has I've Got a Little List, and a lot of people love that song. You'll
Correct.
Do the song in the show. You're
yes,
not going to
yes.
do that song today. But that's kind of probably, do you think that's the best known of the songs in this?
It would be that Three Little Maids or Wandering Minstrel, because those other two have
yeah.
popped up in other things. Like a Wandering Minstrel's in The Producers, Three Little Maids was done by Animaniacs, and Star Trek did it once. And so those ones have sort of spread out as well.
Yeah, it is amazing how Gilbert and Sullivan pop into pop culture like that. So
I think it's probably one of the most well-known songs, we're not doing it here today on purpose because we don't want to let out what the list is about.
I think that is totally
and it's really good, I have to tell you. So you have to come see the show to find out what's on the list.
Who made our list. And I should explain, the little list is a song where Coco has prepared a list of people he could execute if he had to that no one would miss if they were gone.
That's why it runs 2 hours. Without that list, without that list, 1:45.
Yep.
So first of all, thank you again for being here. And let me turn to Robert Hockenberry to introduce our last number.
So, of course, you never want to end on a ballad. And Coco sets out to woo Katisha, and we learn there are similarities there. He had been grooming Yum Yum to marry him, just as she had been grooming Nanki to marry her. And they have a moment where they bond over the fact that they may not be like anybody else, but they are like each other.
There is beauty in the bellow of the blast. There is grandeur in the growling of the gale. There is eloquent a-pouring when a lion is a-roaring and a tiger is a-lashing of his tail.
Yes, I like to see a tiger from the Congo or the Niger, and especially when a-lashing of his tail.
Volcanoes have a splendor that is grim, and earthquakes only terrify the dolts. But to him who's scientific, there is nothing that's terrific in the falling of a flight of thunderbolts.
Yes, in spite of all my meekness, if I have a little weakness, it's a passion for a flight of thunderbolts.
If that is so, sing derry down derry, it's evident very our tastes are one. Away we'll go and merrily merry, no toddly terry till day is done.
Extreme old age, do you fancy you are elderly enough? The information I'm requesting on a subject interesting is a maiden all the better when she's tough.
Throughout this wide dominion, it's the general opinion that she'll last a good deal longer when she's tough.
Are you old enough to marry, do you think? Won't you wait till you are 80 in the shade? There's a fascination frantic in a ruin that's romantic. Do you think you are sufficiently decayed?
To the matter that you mention, I have given some attention, and I think I am sufficiently decayed. If that is so, sing derry down derry, it's evident very our tastes are one. Away we'll go and merrily merry, no toddly terry till day is done. If that is so, sing derry down derry, it's evident very our tastes are one. Away we'll go and merrily merry, no toddly terry till day is done. Sing derry down derry, we'll merrily merry, no toddly terry till day is done.
Bravo! Thank you for being with us today. I think you can applaud. Thanks. We've got a quick second. Anything we missed from Robert or Lynette?
Nothing about this show in particular. However, we are doing an audition workshop the first weekend in May for anyone under the age of 18. It is not specifically tied to any of our shows. It's that first Saturday. That will be on our website for anyone to look at if they want to learn how to join a group, not specifically ours, but definitely ours if they would like to.
Excellent. Thank you. And again, look for the Mikado. More details at pittsburghsavoyarts.org.